This podcast replay is brought to you by OKCoin. Earn crypto rewards with DeFi. Put your crypto to work with staking in DeFi. Get $50 of free Bitcoin on the OKCoin platform with Big O's link on Twitter at Big O Show and at our YouTube channel at Big O Radio Show.
By the way, those of you that took advantage of the dip this morning when it hit down into the 40s, 40, I'm talking about 40,000. 40,100, 40,200 for Bitcoin. So just to give you a little OKCoin corner today, okay, because we are broadcasting live from the OKCoin studios, and I have a little OKCoin corner for you, and I've told you this over and over again. Be patient with crypto, but take advantage of it. Bitcoin is only going to go in one direction. So as it flounders now, it's not telling you that it's struggling. It's just kind of consolidating right now. And it's found a hard floor at 42. And right now it's back to $42,038. And it stayed at 42. But when it drops to 41 and even to 40, those are incredible buying opportunities. I am not a financial advisor. I am just a guy that loves crypto. But I'm telling you that the way this world is going, the direction we're going, the amount of countries that are going to add Bitcoin as their currency, not that I would use it as currency, I use it as a savings account, but those people that use it as currency, and they will all over the world, this is going to explode, and you'll never see 40s again. I believe that once it catapults up to the 80s, the 90s, and the 100s, you'll never even see the 50s again. So the fact that's in the 40s is a blessing, you know. And for those of you that may have bought it at 47 or 52 or 60, patience. What you do is you continue to buy it lower and lower, so you lower the price of your overall buying of it. So that way, when it does climb, you now have even more. Okay. But what happened to this morning again became a great buying opportunity when it dropped into the 40 and in the 41 area. It's back up to 42 again. And I don't know if it's going to now catapult up finally and slingshot up and make the move that we're waiting for. But every time it has those kind of dips, those are opportunities for you. Don't look at it as a negative. That's what the whales want you to think, because then they're going to take your space and buy the stuff you sold at a much lower price. The difference between 2022 and 2018 and 17 and 15 and 12, there was more retail that was dominating in crypto. That's no longer the case. The whales and the financial institutions are now dominating crypto. They are your foundation, like they are in the stock market. So now the foundation is stronger than ever. It is really, in my eyes, not a financial advisor, but in my eyes, it's almost ridiculous to think that crypto is going to crash like people think, because there's just too much usage for it at this point in time. And it's only growing, and the world is only adapting to crypto. So if that's happening, if the world is adapting and adopting, then it can only go in one direction. So these volatile moments are not negatives. You have to use them as positives. And 6 months from now, a year from now, you will thank me. Okay? I met a listener yesterday at Sports Grill who listens to the show and loves the crypto talk, and got in on several things, and he's way up, which I, you know, not for nothing, but if you've taken my advice from, you know, the beginning of the year to now, you are way up. Even on this dip, you're still up. Okay? So, patience. Hang in there. By the way, yesterday, if you follow me on Twitter at Big O Show, I drop the crypto nuggets here, but I also drop them on Twitter. And yesterday I was telling you about Gala Games metaverse is going to be enormous. As those of you that follow it, you know what I'm talking about. And Gala yesterday was like at 32 cents or something like that. And it was at 52 cents just a little, just under a month ago, I think, or just right around about a month ago, little over, under, whatever, about a month ago. And it's at 32. And I said, hey, man, metaverse, this is a dip. Take advantage of it. And it's already at 36 cents today. So it already went up 4 cents from yesterday. And I think it's going to climb big time. So if any of you got in on it yesterday at 32, good for you. You're already making money. Now, let me warn you about something before you buy any crypto right now. Okay. How about this? Here's our second OKCoin crypto corner going on right now, because this is one where I'm looking out for your money, okay? I'm going to look out for your money here. The feds are about to announce their meeting now. All the other crap that we've reacted on did not matter, and there were dips and all that when the feds talked about it a couple of weeks back, that they're going to have a couple of rate increases this year, and then people freaked out, and that's when people started dropping tech stocks. And the tech stocks dropped big time. Remember, tech stocks are more long plays. Like, I've invested in Star Atlas. All right, so, and I've gotten a little more Star Atlas in the 8 and 9 cents area, because why not load up? But I know that I'm going to leave Star Atlas sitting there for a year. I'm not going to even touch it. I'm just going to let it go. Leave it there. Not even touch it. Because it's down the line. Tech stocks are long plays. So that's why people dump them. Because it's stuff that they feel they can still get back later on. So that's why there was such a hard dip. Now, we're going to find out what the feds are going to put out. And if they put out a lot of bad news about rates, then we're going to see a market correction here. So don't be buying anything right now. Wait till the feds talk, and wait till, if you start hearing it's good news, get in right away, because it's gonna go parabolic. If it's bad news, wait, dip, buy. Okay? That's my I'm not a financial advisor, just a guy that loves crypto. But I would wait, and I don't know when the feds are announcing, because I'm on the air at the moment. But when they announce their news, that's when you want to make your decision. Okay. I got to look it up. I don't even know if they've made anything yet. Somebody, maybe you can help me out if the feds already announced it. But that's going to be the watershed moment of today in the market. Okay? That's going to drive things. So do not do... Well, I mean, you could do something before, because it could pay off. You know, if you think it's going to be good news, you buy now before it soars. You know what I'm saying? So that's your second OKCoin crypto corner of the day. Robert says, FYI, Gala and Galax is the same coin. Take advantage, people. Gala is a great buy now, man. It just is. That's why I tweeted it out yesterday. When there's, you know, that's kind of the way I go about things. I don't, when they're going parabolic and all that, I let it go already. That's it. You know, I didn't get so in on Solana early. Well, I'm FOMOing late. I let it go. I'm done. I want to get in early before it explodes. And that's what I try to get, because I'm a working stiff like a lot of you. You know what I mean? If I had a lot of money, sure, I'd buy a bunch of Avalanche and Solana and stake it and all that. But you have to buy a lot. And so you have to have a lot of money in order to make a lot of money down the line with Solana. Well, with VeChain is different. I can hang on a VeChain state, and by the way, it's retracted again and have been in the 7, 8, 9 cents area. You should load the hell up, and I'll sit patiently and wait. And then when VeChain blows up to a dollar or whatever, then that's when I'm fine. See what I mean? SHIB, you know, I got it so low, and then it went all the way up to 90. I had it at 6, goes to 90. You do the math. Multiplication, folks. It's not that difficult. So you make your money and you get the hell out. That's all. I'm a working stiff, dude. I'm not a millionaire. If I was a millionaire, I could be a billionaire with crypto. That's the beauty. Because everything all of you that have, you know, not for nothing, but if you've been taking my advice since early in the year, last year, you're all up, all of you. Okay. There are very few things that haven't moved, but it's not like you're losing tons, whether it's BitTorrent or VeChain or Cardano. Those haven't really moved much, but those, that's the patient game. That's part of it. That's why I always tell you, you invest what you can afford to lose, or you invest what you can afford to not need. You can leave it sitting there and you can still pay your bills and support your family and do all that. What you'd never do, you never gamble on a game or invest in the stock market or in crypto. Please never be investing the money for your food and your rent and your mortgage and your car payments. And no, dude, go to your concert, go to your movie, treat yourself. Don't be using that money for, you know, have a life. Now, if you have a little extra money to invest, that's how you do it, folks, because that way you have the patience. If you are desperate for the money that you're investing, do not invest the money. You're investing the wrong money because you need it for your life. So if your life is in order and you have an extra $10 or $50 or $100, or if you're blessed and you have $1,000 and $10,000, God bless you, then you do a little extra investing. That way you have the patience to wait and let it grow. And instead of panicking when there's, you know, fluctuations and retractions, you're buying more is what you're supposed to do. When Cardano kept dipping here, what do you think I did? I bought more Cardano. I bought more VeChain. I bought more Crow. And I certainly got a lot of Bitcoin. So, you know, I don't panic. I just keep, because I believe in what I invested in. And I know it will pay off in the end. So I will let it sit there. But that's what you have to learn. Learn to invest what you can allow to sit or lose. If you can't do either of those, then you're not supposed to be investing. If you can't afford to let it sit there that you don't need it, you can't invest. If you can't afford to lose it, then you can't invest. If you can't answer those two questions, stay away from the markets. Any market, doesn't matter what it is. That's my suggestion. Be responsible. Let's do a little OK Coin crypto corner today, right? Did you see what happened to Floyd Mayweather? This is why I always tell you, and I always say, listen, I'm not a financial advisor. I'm just a guy who loves crypto. But I always tell you, do your homework. I always tell you, look at the market cap. Find out how many coins are available. Is it inflationary? Is it deflationary? Find out the people that are leading the business. Is there experience? Do they have blockchain experience? Do they have experience in this business? Do they have a resume from being in other places? Find out the partners that are involved. Find out what kind of money is involved behind these companies. All right? Because that's what these coins are. They're companies. And I always tell you, make sure. And this is what I like to do. This is why with the meme coins and things like that, I'm very careful and don't really delve too much into it. I try to make sure that the company has real world usage. And if they don't, then I don't invest in it. Because I know VeChain is going to keep, you know, it's got the best inventory tracking program in the world, and that Range Rover and Louis Vuitton and Tyson Foods and Walmart and all these kind of companies are tied to it. I know that Cardano is going to be the banking system of an entire continent in Africa. You know, so I keep up with all of these things. And I invest in different companies because I know they have real world usage. And that's why I invest in them. You look at what happened to Floyd Mayweather. He's now being sued for hyping up a failed cryptocurrency in an alleged scheme. Mayweather is among influencers being sued for hyping a failed cryptocurrency investment. But that's because you see Mayweather. And apparently, Kim Kardashian and somebody else here, Paul Pierce. I mean, seriously, think about those three individuals. Are you really going to take them serious? Do your own homework. Ladies and gentlemen, okay, don't just invest in something, just invest in it. And just because it's Floyd Mayweather, he's getting paid to do it. You're not. You're using your hard-earned money. So the suit alleges that Mayweather, along with Kardashian and Pierce, were paid to hype up Ethereum Max. Has nothing to do with Ethereum. No connection. Mayweather made Ethereum Max the official cryptocurrency for his fight with Logan Paul last year. The suit argues that that thanks to the hype generated by these celebrities, including Mayweather, the price of Ethereum Max spiked 1,370% at its peak, while trading volume increased over 600%. The price of Ethereum Max then crashed 98%, leaving those who purchased the asset amid the hype and did not sell holding worthless assets. So make sure you're involved with legitimate currency. Okay, by the way, our OK Coin link is right there on our YouTube page if you want to get $50 free of Bitcoin. And right now you can take advantage. There's some great deals still in the market, you know, and you can stake it there at OK Coin and get some awesome deals. Okay, OK Coin, I'll give you an example. Polkadot, 15.7%. Polygon, 15.4%. Cosmos, almost 12%. Tron, 8.2%. Avalanche, 6.7%. Cardano, 5.8%. Algorand, 5.7%. Solana, 5.3%. These are great rates where you can stake and earn double. As your coin climbs, so does the interest you're gaining. So be smart, you know, because I can always tell you what to, you know, what I'm investing in, what I like. Monero, by the way, have I not been talking about Monero here? I told you about Monero when it was at $185, $190, $191. Well, it pumped up yesterday over 14%. And I'm telling you, Monero is one. It was over $500. Let me look at it right now where it's at, $226. It's up again today. Okay? So if you would have listened to me, you'd be up like over $30, $35 a coin. Monero is going to be very important down the line because people are going to want to have some secrecy on the blockchain. So eventually, Monero is going to climb. I like Monero a lot. Anyway, that is your OK Coin Crypto Corner. Go to OKCoin.com. Go to my page right here, my link on YouTube page, and you join OK Coin and invest, and you can get $50 free of Bitcoin. It's a nice way to start. And Bitcoin still has not started climbing. It's at a great price right now to buy. You see, it's at 43, I think, 43 something. Yeah, 43,200 right now. Okay? So take advantage. 43,000, actually just over 43 right now. Wow, $43,068. It's a really good buying point for Bitcoin. And if you're getting $50 free of Bitcoin, that thing was at 65. So you're going to get the $50 free right around the 43 price. It's going to go to 65 and more. So that $50 is going to turn into $100 before you know it. So go to our link right there on our YouTube page and find out. All right. That's our OK Coin Corner. That's our OKCoin.com Crypto Corner. The OK Coin Corner of the day. Puma is getting into the metaverse. So listen, those of you that want to be in denial, you can go ahead and be in denial. Nike and others are already in it. Puma's the third biggest shoe company in the world. And so the metaverse obviously captivated the attention of mainstream tech giants last October. Facebook has gone to Meta, right? So now A metaverse trend is going in the right direction. Puma is looking to hire someone to become the temporary manager for the company's digital culture. Candidates must have a strong understanding of NTS, the metaverse, and DAOs, decentralized autonomous organizations. Puma is one of the largest athletic retailers in the world, behind Nike and Adidas. So now NFTs have gone viral. So they're going to get into the NFT deal also. Now, this is huge. Remember, what's happened in our world that's changed is COVID has forced us to learn to live a little differently. Paperless as much as possible. Contact as least as possible. Convenience is ultimate. All these kind of things, right? And the metaverse is going to be an extension of that. You know, our show has kind of become an extension of all of that too. But the metaverse is going to be that, because the metaverse is going to be a place where there's going to be bars and clubs and people are going to meet. So instead of you chatting with somebody, you're actually going to be able to look at them. And you may have your own image in it, and they may have their own image, or you may have fake images, who knows. But you may have your own images. And instead of chatting, you're literally going to be able to talk to somebody and see them in the metaverse. Well, you're also going to be able to walk into a Puma store, okay, and go look at all the newest Puma sneakers without going to the store and picking the sneaker you like and giving them the size and ordering it. And I know it sounds kind of odd, because a lot of us were so used to, you know, going to places and trying on the shoe and walking up and down the aisle with the shoe and all that kind of stuff. And that's changed. And people are ordering clothes online for years now without even trying them, because it's your size, that's it. And basically it's going to end up fitting most of the time. If not, you send it back. Their return policies usually are so easy, you do it. It's not a big deal. So the metaverse is growing to a level, and Puma's smart to get into the metaverse. Because as a business, they need to get in. Just like your business is down there. For those of you that are watching, you may be a business owner. You don't realize it, but eventually your business will be in the metaverse. Who's to say that Hialeah Park doesn't have a casino in the metaverse in the future, where people are going to be able to game right from their house by going into your casino on the metaverse? How crazy is that? That could end up happening years down the line. But all of this is going to develop and evolve. So it's not just going to be about meeting somebody. It's not going to be just about buying shoes and those kind of things. That's why we talk to you about some of these coins. Like on OKCoin, there's Star Atlas, which I already got an NFT from Star Atlas because of my investment in Star Atlas. And by the way, Star Atlas has been in a nice dip at 8 and 9 and 10 cents. I got in on it initially, I think it was like at 12 or 13 cents. So I've lowered my overall price because I bought, it dipped, right? What do you think, I sold? No, I bought more. Because as I told you, Star Atlas is not really going to come off till another year from now. So I'm going to let it sit there, and when it explodes, I'm going to have it there, and it's just, I'm going to gain. Whether it's Sandbox, okay, there's all kinds of great things that are going on in the metaverse. And great investment. Sandbox is another terrific investment. But let me tell you, Star Atlas is one that you can find on OKCoin right now and get a great deal. I've got all kinds of OKCoin crypto corners on my Twitter page and links there where you could get $50 free of Bitcoin, which, by the way, Bitcoin is at a dip at 43. Remember, it was at 65. Eventually, it's going to get to 65 and surpass that. So get $50 free of Bitcoin now. And watch that grow over the next year immensely. Or add to it on OKCoin and watch it grow immensely. And add a little Star Atlas while you're at it, because it's still at a hell of a bargain, Star Atlas, right now. So take advantage of that. Go to OKCoin.com, folks. That is your OKCoin Crypto Corner. Just a little sum before we start our number three on the program. The market is up now. The crypto market is up. So let me give you a little bit of our OK Coin corner today, our OK Coin crypto corner of the day. And right now, Bitcoin is up 2.5%. It's up to 42,921. So it's heading to 43 now. Remember, it found its floor at 42. Those of you that took advantage when it fell to the high 39s through under 42, that was a great buying time and you took advantage. Good for you, because this might be the slingshot, the boomerang that we've been waiting for Bitcoin to take off. But as the market has traded sideways, every time there's been a little bit of a pump, you know, and we've had the retraction after, Polygon has been just like exploding. Okay. He reminds me of Braxton Berrios trying to come out of that Canes locker room, and they're holding him back and they're holding him back. Remember that video? That's what it reminds me of, Polygon. So Polygon right now is up almost 13%. It's up to $2.34. All right. Mind you, we're talking about a coin that was over in the two range, you know, 24 hours ago. So it's gone 34 cents up. And this has happened every single time that there's a little bit of a pump. And I mean this because Polygon, and I've been talking about Polygon for a while now, when it was all the way down to, you know, 68 cents and 74 cents and 81 and all that. And I've been telling you about Polygon. So Polygon, and I remember when it was under $2, I was telling you it was a great buying time to take advantage. The NFT space is blowing up on Polygon. Polygon, for me, is one of the best investments in crypto. Listen, I'm not a financial advisor, but I am a guy that loves my crypto, and I love Polygon. And Polygon, why do I love it? Because it's the NFTs. It is the layer two that's kind of taking over for Ethereum, and everything that they want to run on Ethereum, because of the high gas fees, they're doing it on Polygon. And Polygon has gone through the roof on that. So you've got the NFTs. You've got the sick amount of transactions that people are saying, well, I'm not going to pay the Ethereum fee. I'll pay Polygon, which is just, you know, a fraction. Then listen to this. The Associated Press is going to launch a Polygon-based photography NFT platform. So think about it. The Associated Press is at all these sporting events, taking pictures constantly. They end up in magazines and newspapers and websites all over the place. This is incredibly smart on their part to then create an NFT now, because now they'll be able to sell these NFTs and create and generate revenue for the Associated Press. And remember, on the blockchain, it is perpetual revenue, because let's say they put out an NFT of Bam Adebayo dunking, and you, the Heat fan in Malaysia, bought this NFT for $500. A year from now, that NFT is worth $5,000. And there's a Heat fan in London that wants to buy it from you. So he buys that for you for $5,000, but 20% of it goes to the AP automatically, perpetually. And if it goes up to $50,000, they sell it, 20% of that will go to the AP perpetually. Polygon is the explosion from Polygon is going to be nasty. This thing's going to go to $8, $9, $10, $12, I believe. And right now it's at $230, like I said. And by the way, they're also going to add they're already adding EIP 1599, which is what Ethereum added, which is burning Ethereum and has burned billions of Ethereum, which if there's less Ethereum, the value is going to go up. Guess what? You're now going to burn Polygon. So if you're going to burn Polygon, the value is going to go up. I love Polygon, one of the great investments out there. And folks, on OK Coin, go to OKCoin.com, download the app on your iOS or Android. You can buy Polygon and you can stake it for 15.5%, 15.49% on OK Coin. Are you kidding me? So while you're watching it go up in value, you're also going to get 15.5% interest. Get out of here. That's a hell of a deal. Go to OKCoin, use my link on the Twitter page, and you'll get $50 free of Bitcoin. That's our OKCoin Crypto Corner. Ken Sean says, Big O Radio Show, Bitcoin had to break the 45,000 and lose wick above it on the candle. This has not happened, which signals bear continuation down past 37 before February, Big O. Don't be buying anything. Well, I still bought at between 40 and 42. I hope, in a way, I kind of hope you're right. It drops to 37 because, you know, in a way, I'm really happy with my portfolio on the altcoin side. On the Bitcoin side, I probably should have put a little bit more for the long term, but I'm counting on my profits from my altcoins down the line to then reinvest in Bitcoin. So my Bitcoin will then grow there. But if it does drop to 37, to me, that would be awesome because I know where this is going long term. I'm not worried about it. But see, the thing is, Ken Sean, where I don't go with technical analysis all the time because the news affects all the technical analysis. You could be booming, but then all of a sudden here comes Elon Musk or here comes the feds or here comes Biden or something, and it just derails everything. So to me, the technical analysis doesn't fly nearly as much in crypto anymore. And here's the other thing where our technical analysis needs to adjust. The technical analysis of 4 and 8 and 10 years ago in crypto had a ton of retail. Retail now is a lot less. Retail, by the way, for those of you that don't know, is you and me investing in crypto. People, human beings. But now it's financial institutions, bears, okay? Bulls, I'm sorry. Bulls and financial institutions. That's the foundation now of crypto. The Michael Saylors of the world and all that, those are the people now that are the foundation of crypto, where that wasn't the case 4, 8, 10 years ago. So now the technical analysis will change over time because the foundation is so much stronger. The fluctuations will be smaller. The dips will be smaller. The amount of times you're in that valley will be shorter. Instead of it being a year or two or three, it might be only weeks or a couple of months. And then eventually you get out of it. So all the technical analysis will need to be readjusted over the next 10 to 20 years when it comes to crypto. But what I do believe is that these next 10 years cannot be measured by the last 10 years in crypto, because the money in crypto has completely changed from regular people believing into it into all the other people. Mr. Wonderful from the Shark Tank is enormously into it and all that kind of stuff. All these other people that weren't in it, now they're in it, and they're in it in an enormous way. You know, Kathy Wood, whatever, you name it. They're all in it so big. Elon Musk, all that. These are the things you didn't have years ago. Now you have it. So the technical analysis is inaccurate on a consistent basis. It's inaccurate. Now, notice it. They thought we were going to have this monster bull run all the way through December. We had a decent run, but it wasn't monster. Why? Because it's different now. You're not going to have the same kind of parabolic runs that you've had in the past because you don't have those kind of fluctuations that create those dips to have those climbs. So you're going to see that the drops are going to be less. The climbs are not going to be nearly as beastly. And then the times that you're in consolidation will be shorter. All of these things are going to change because of the amount of money that is being put into crypto. And by the way, the bulls, they continue to buy. They have killed it during this dip. So again, to go against what you're talking about now, against your technical analysis, Ken Sean, the people with money, the people that know, they're just buying right now, because they know where it's going and where eventually it'll be. So that's where it has all changed. Is that my third OKCoin crypto coin? Ken Sean says, Big O Radio Show, Bitcoin had to break the 45,000 and lose wick above it on the candle. This has not happened, which signals bear continuation down past 37 before February, Big O. Don't be buying anything. Well, I still bought at between 40 and 42. I hope, in a way, I kind of hope you're right. It drops to 37 because, you know, in a way, I'm really happy with my portfolio on the altcoin side. On the Bitcoin side, I probably should have put a little bit more for the long term, but I'm counting on my profits from my altcoins down the line to then reinvest in Bitcoin. So my Bitcoin will then grow there. But if it does drop to 37, to me, that would be awesome because I know where this is going long term. I'm not worried about it. But see, the thing is, Kenshawn, where I don't go with technical analysis all the time because the news affects all the technical analysis. You could be booming, but then all of a sudden here comes Elon Musk or here comes the feds or here comes Biden or something, and it just derails everything. So to me, the technical analysis doesn't fly nearly as much in crypto anymore. And here's the other thing where our technical analysis needs to adjust. The technical analysis of 4 and 8 and 10 years ago in crypto had a ton of retail. Retail now is a lot less. Retail, by the way, for those of you that don't know, is you and me investing in crypto. People, human beings. But now it's financial institutions, bears, okay? Bulls, I'm sorry. Bulls and financial institutions. That's the foundation now of crypto. The Michael Saylors of the world and all that, those are the people now that are the foundation of crypto, where that wasn't the case 4, 8, 10 years ago. So now the technical analysis will change over time because the foundation is so much stronger. The fluctuations will be smaller. The dips will be smaller. The amount of times you're in that valley will be shorter. Instead of it being a year or two or three, it might be only weeks or a couple of months. And then eventually you get out of it. So all the technical analysis will need to be readjusted over the next 10 to 20 years when it comes to crypto. But what I do believe is that these next 10 years cannot be measured by the last 10 years in crypto, because the money in crypto has completely changed from regular people believing into it into all the other people. Mr. Wonderful from the Shark Tank is enormously into it and all that kind of stuff. All these other people that weren't in it, now they're in it, and they're in it in an enormous way. You know, Kathy Wood, whatever, you name it. They're all in it so big. Elon Musk, all that. These are the things you didn't have years ago. Now you have it. So the technical analysis is inaccurate on a consistent basis. It's inaccurate. Now, notice it. They thought we were going to have this monster bull run all the way through December. We had a decent run, but it wasn't monster. Why? Because it's different now. You're not going to have the same kind of parabolic runs that you've had in the past, because you don't have those kind of fluctuations that create those dips to have those climbs. So you're going to see that the drops are going to be less. The climbs are not going to be nearly as beastly. And then the times that you're in consolidation will be shorter. All of these things are going to change because of the amount of money that is being put into crypto. And by the way, the bulls, they continue to buy. They have killed it during this dip. So again, to go against what you're talking about now, against your technical analysis, Kenshawn, the people with money, the people that know, they're just buying right now, because they know where it's going and where eventually it'll be. So that's where it has all changed. Is that my third OK Coin crypto corner? Kenshawn says, Big O Radio Show tools I used in the fear and greed chart, U.S. index, Amazon, crypto 10 index, all these charts, plus the Fed speech. Like you said, once stocks fall, it's good for the U.S. and bad for Bitcoin. Yeah, but once the dollar hurts, it's good for Bitcoin. The Bitcoin is going to soar if the dollar struggles. You'll see. That's what the rich people are doing now. They're anticipating the dollar going down in this next year. So they're putting their money in Bitcoin, because then it'll go up and they'll have more money on one side. So that's what's going to end up happening. All these countries are all these countries that have terrible economies, they're going to start using Bitcoin as their currency. It's coming. And what do you think happens when they do that? It's going to go through the roof. No, I'm sorry. I'm not going Michael Jordan on you. Come on. We're talking Bitcoin here. Only Michael Jordan for him and his idea that the roof is the ceiling. No. Sky's the limit, baby, for Bitcoin. It's going to soar right out of this universe. Okay? It's going to go farther than any telescope we send out there. Because I know we just sent that new telescope that apparently can find the butthole of a blue jay 47 light years away. Let me get into my OK Coin crypto corner, because right now I got a couple things I want to talk about. First of all, with Bitcoin, and I got to explain a couple things, and I thought it was really cool. I don't know if you guys saw this in our OK Coin crypto corner today, but Trevor Lawrence and tight end Sean Culkin. Did you hear about this, Sean? Another Sean getting paid in crypto? The NFL draft pick Trevor Lawrence and the Chiefs tight end Sean Culkin are the latest athletes to be paid in cryptocurrency. Culkin will convert his entire 2021 salary to Bitcoin, while Lawrence's new endorsement deal with Blockfolio will see his bonus paid exclusively in crypto. Culkin will exchange his $920,000 salary for Bitcoin through the money transferring app Strike, which, by the way, that thing is going to help out in so many other countries. It's another conversation we'll have down the line. In December, and Carolina lineman Russell Kuhn, by the way, announced that half of his $13 million contract will be converted through Bitcoin to Bitcoin through Strike. Now, for those of you, just in case, because you're kind of foolish, right now Bitcoin is nearing $44,000. It's been hovering now over 43 and a half to 44, right around there. And remember, it was stuck in that floor 42. And we were talking about it in other crypto corners prior, that it, in that 40 to 42 range was a nice buying time for Bitcoin. So we tell you this, right? Because Russell Okun started this back in September of 2019. Okay. Remember, I said September of 2019 was the first time that he transferred his money to Bitcoin, $13 million. September 2019. Bitcoin was at $10 million. Okay. Let me repeat that again. He got his $13 million salary in September of 2019 when Bitcoin was at $10,000. And now it's at $43,500, $44,000. You do the math. $13 million became $54 million. Oh, and it hasn't stopped there. It's 44 now. It'll be 88. I don't know. By maybe September, October. So his 54 will become 108 for 13 million. Just, you know, whatever. It's fine. You do whatever you want. I'm not a financial advisor. I'm just a guy that loves crypto. I'm looking at what's going on in this country. I'm looking at what's going on in other countries that have destroyed their currency. And Bitcoin is going to be the hedge against inflation. And it's where your dollar is going to go farther, because the money you have in the bank is worth less and less every day. The money you put in Bitcoin will be worth more and more every day. You do the math. You use the common sense. Gold hasn't moved in 10 years. Bitcoin has moved thousands of percents. It's not really algebra, geometry, trigonometry. It's basically adding, subtracting, multiplying, and the rest is history. It's simple math. And if you do the math and you do your homework, do your own homework, of course. It's your money that you're investing. But I just want to present it to you guys out there, okay? That is your OK Coin Crypto Corner.